Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I taught that regardless of how much confidence we have in a Bible teacher, we should always search the scriptures to see that if what he is saying is right. Let's continue with that thought today. Acts 17:11 still rings true, that it is more noble to search the scripture to see if those things are so. Now, they said that about Paul. Paul said they searched the scripture to see if the things that he was teaching was true, and he says they're noble because they did. Even Paul said, I'm a man. Look, I don't know if anybody out there has confidence in me as a Bible teacher, but nonetheless, if you do, still search what I have to say, whether you do or you don't. Search if I'm using the scripture, and I am, and see if it's so. Now, there are three main question and answers in this confrontation that Jesus has with these Pharisees. Question and answer in verses 3-6, the question and answer number one, they will find out there is no wisdom nor counsel against the Lord. They are asking with sinister motives. So verse 3 says, the Pharisees also came to him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Tempting him, the word tempting can be used in either a good way or a bad. Well, of course, here it's used in a bad way. It is a test to expose someone to other people that he is a fraud or that this person is bad. That's what this kind of tempting is. They ask questions to expose somebody as a fraud or bad. Then that's why the word tempting was used in a bad way. They believe they have an issue which they can accuse him before the people that he is evil. But again, there's no wisdom nor counsel against the Lord. So they ask, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Now, every has the idea of any and all kinds of. Here it is speaking of any and all kinds of accusations, which is what the word implies. The idea then seems to be evil accusations, although those accusations are not as yet proven. You see, in their smugness, they think, boy, we have him now. So he first takes them back to the Bible. Now, why does he do that? Well, Psalms 138:2 says that he's magnified his great name, but then he's also magnified his word above his great name. He's magnified his word even above his own name in Psalms 138:2. That tells how important the Bible is for us today. Now, they have a tendency in that day to use oral traditions, as we like to quote those that we heard in a seminar or some college classroom. There was a psychology teacher I had in one Christian college where I was that said 1 Peter 3 said that Sarah obeyed Abraham and said it was a good thing. But then he applied it only to telling people that you're my sister instead of my wife. In other words, he took the bad thing. And there's no indication that's what God was talking about in 1 Peter 3. And so he then went on to say, therefore, the husband is the head, and if he commands his wife that they're going to wife swap, and she refuses to do so, then she is in sin. Well, that's perverted. That's just out and out perverted. And I told him so. Have you not read? Now, these people could quote authors and rabbis. But the Lord says, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So the Lord doesn't direct him to what some of the great authors, the great rabbis, the great people of the past have said. He takes them to the Word of God. Notice these verses found in John 16, verses 13 and 14. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he'll show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, shall show it unto you. You see, this part of Jesus' discourse with the disciples before he goes to the cross in John 14 through 16, those three chapters. He has told them of heaven, the Holy Spirit coming to indwell them, of coming persecutions. Now he's letting them know that this indwelling Holy Spirit that he'll give them upon salvation, as he gives to all in salvation, will guide them into all truth. Now, folks, John 14, 26 lets us know that the indwelling Comforter brings all things to our remembrance that Jesus said to us. That includes our text. Jesus speaks in it. That's why you ought to be in the Word of God daily. That's why you ought to meditate in God's Word and think on God's Word, because those are the things that the Holy Spirit can bring back to your mind. If you don't read it, how can he bring it back to your mind? If you don't listen in church as it's rightly divided, how can he bring it back to your mind? Jesus said, I am the way and the what? The truth. In John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word, whoever the Word is God. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So he called the Word made flesh God. And he'll finish this discourse with his high priestly prayer in John 17. And in John 17, 17, it states, thy word is truth. Jesus said in John 14, I am the way and the truth. In John 17, he says, thy word is truth. Jesus in John 1 is called the truth and the word made flesh. You see, the Bible is the written word. Jesus is the living word. And there's no contradiction between the two. Now, follow teachers whose authority is the word of God, not their entertaining ways nor their philosophies. It's funny, I find the word either philosophy or philosopher in the Bible only twice, and both times it's very negative. I think it is funny that he is saying to these men who pride themselves on being authorities on the Word of God that they need to search the Scriptures. See, Jesus used absolute truth, the Word of God. That's the way Jesus operated. And so he tells them to use it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that is still true today. He says God made them male and female, with verse 5 being a quote of Genesis 2:24. He says, at the beginning, that is as it's seen in Genesis 2. Sin doesn't enter the picture until Genesis 3. That tells us that marriage, a man leaving his mother and father, cleaving to his wife, and being one flesh, is a design of God even before the fall of man. In the great passage on the husband and wife relationship that is found in Ephesians 5, 22 through 33, although I have used that for teaching on the home, and many other pastors have too, and the marital relationship, God says what it's really about in verse 32. He says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And so what he was telling us there is marriage is a type of the relationship of the church or of the saved with Christ. Now, salvation is not a picture of our marriage. Our marriage is to be a picture of our relationship with Jesus Christ. We enter into that relationship with commitment. He's the head, we're in subjection. We become one with him. You see, God made man a living spirit with a soul and a body. We are not a body with a soul and spirit. Instead, we are a spirit and soul with a body. When the Bible says we're made in his image, the Bible tells us that God is an image. That God is a spirit, excuse me, not an image. God is a spirit. We have a spirit. Ours is very marred. But obviously, he had intended before man's fall to have a companion to know him, and the relationship with him would be just a growing relationship that was so good for us. But sin separated us from that. Adam in the garden heard the voice of God call unto him. Now, the serpent had also spoken. I believe other animals could talk. But you see, the voice of God in the garden was so familiar to Adam. He knew exactly who it was. When my wife calls me on the telephone, I don't have to say, well, who is this? Oh, no, I know who it is. That's the love of my life. But my friend, it should be the desire of every one of us who are saved that the voice of the Lord in our heart, in the very depths of our inner man, is just as familiar as the voice of our spouse to our ear. Therefore, our marriage is to emulate what the true relationship is that exists between Christ and the believer. It is an eternal relationship. And that is why John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29 says, my sheep hear my voice. How do they hear it? In their heart. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You see, there is everlasting life in Christ Jesus. Now, my friend, let me ask you something. Is your relationship being built with the Lord so that you know that his voice in your heart is just as familiar as the voice of your spouse in your ear?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants my feet on its firm.